It's time for Peeking Inside the Grapevine and filling in for Jimmy this week. Here's Captain Lou.
Well, thank you very much. Great to be with you on this Tuesday, June the 30th. God, June is almost over. Can you believe that? Yours truly, Captain Lou, with you again. One more time for Jimmy the Greek as he convalesces in privacy on this Tuesday morning. But sounds like he's going to be back in the saddle again on Thursday. I'm going to join him as well, as we'll hand off the baton, if you will, and then he can start sprinting around the good old UP. So it'll be great to have Jimmy back at the controls. So I've had a blast doing it, and it's been a real treat, and I hope you've enjoyed it as well. All right, let's get to the world of sports. But first, let's take a look who makes all of this possible here on Peeking in the Grapevine. Coca-Cola of Hancock, open up some happiness with all your favorite Coke products at your local stores from Coca-Cola in Hancock. Portage Tire and Auto Repair, FL Avenue in Hancock. They've got a great selection of brand-name tires in stock to keep your vehicle driving smooth year-round. How about Javid Jacuri of Century 21 North Country Agency in Houghton? They're the official realtor of Peeking in the Side the Grapevine. Javid Jacuri represents buyers and sellers and can be reached at 281-1846. David Jacuri, Century 21. Pay for all your embroidery and silk screening necessities from teams or company shirts, personal apparel, banners, trophies, and everything in between. See Joe and Stacy at Homestead Graphics in Barriga. Call 906-353-6741. Dave's BP Super Service in Hancock, the area's only full-service gas station. Dave's is open 7 days a week, towing available 24/7, 365. Dave's BP Super Service of Hancock, 482-3410. Dr. Grant Olson and the Northland Veterinary Clinic provides quality care for your family pets. Call 906-482-3400. Keweenaw Overhead Door is your Clopay Garage Door Distributor of the Copper Country on Sharon Avenue of Houghton. Open Monday through Friday. Call 483-3791. Tim's Excavating and Skidding Service provides all your excavating needs from foundations to driveways, sewer and water services. They are also licensed septic installers. Call 906-370-4370. Sarazen Family Dental, conveniently located at 896 Campus Drive in Hancock. They offer all aspects of family dentistry for the entire family. With Dr. Tyler Sarazen, call 482-8601 for your appointment. Houghton Building Supply on M26 Brickyard Lane in Houghton. Besides, or behind the Keweenaw Automotive, have been providing quality building materials to homeowners, contractors, and remodelers all over the Copper Country. From the foundation to the rooftop, know your true value franchise. Tundra Lodge and Resort in Green Bay, Wisconsin. They feature one of the biggest water parks in the Midwest. Go on to TundraLodge.com, 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 or call 920-405-8700 to book your stay. And they feature daily walk-in water passes. Hours may vary throughout the summer. Hey, if you've got problems with spiders, ants, fleas, mice, and other pests, call A-Plus Pest Management at 281-4975. They'll cure whatever's bugging you. And Youper Fitness, your hometown gym, featuring a wide variety of cardio, free weights, and cable machines, approximately 10,000 square feet inside the Copper Country Mall. On this sticky Tuesday morning, here, at least down here in Lansing, Grand Ledge to be exact, it was like 80 degrees at 6 a.m. on our morning walk, if you will. Let's take a look at what's going on in the world of sports. How about the Detroit Tigers, snapped a couple of game losing streak yesterday. They went into the Bronx to take on the Bronx Bombers, and they got up quickly and early as they won by the score of 7-3 last night. The story of the game, though, was Casey Mize. 7 shutout innings, 10 strikeouts, now 3-5 on the year. He's pitched really well lately coming off the IL. As he was dominant in that Yankees game. Now, I know they don't have Giancarlo Stanton or the Judge, Aaron Judge, and they lost Jazz Chisholm Jr. yesterday. That was pretty much after the damage had been done, though, in that one, as the the Tigers, they win one. They give A.J. Hinch his 1,000th win as in his career as a manager, 7-5. That is for the Tigers as they defeat the New York Yankees. The Tigers won despite A.J. Hinch. One wonders what he does in that dugout. I don't understand his lineup. I posted on social media yesterday. It looked like a double-A or triple-A lineup for the Tigers yesterday with sitting Kerry Carpenter, which baffles me. The guy's got power. He's got stick. Riley Green, I understand he hadn't sat all year, but I don't know, maybe I'm old school. These are games Detroit has to win. Now, they were lucky they played a depleted Yankees team, but they've got to win. They've got no choice. If they think that they've got a sniff of the playoffs, you can't be sitting your regulars. You got a day off on Friday. You got a day off next week. Then you got the All-Star break. I don't get it. But you know what? That's A.J. Hinch. Here's a guy who puts in a reliever in the 10th inning on Sunday for a second inning, that being Kenley Jansen. Hasn't done that in a year. I don't care if he had 8 pitches in the 9th inning. You could see it in his eye. He wasn't even close in the 10th inning. And he's got this fascination of putting in Jamai Jones, who's batting 140. I haven't weighed 140 since I was in 10th grade. And that was 50 years ago almost. Okay, 46. Or whatever, 45. But nonetheless, the guy shouldn't be in the lineup, especially I could go on for an hour with what I think of A.J. Hinch and Scott Harris. Now with the Tigers, it's going to be interesting at the trade deadline what they do, if they're going to be sellers or if they're going to be buyers, if they think they got a shot. Casey Mize last night, don't be surprised if they dangle that carrot. I think they could get a solid return, and one of their trade partners could be the team that he pitched against last night, that being the New York Yankees. We'll keep an eye on that, as we always do. So, again, Detroit beats the Yankees last night 7-3. Tarik Skubal, Cam Schlittler. It's going to be your pitching matchup. And for those of you that are analytics gurus, Schlittler comes into the game the best in the American League in WAR. That's wins above replacement. I don't follow it. I don't get it. The Yankees have lost 5 straight. They lost to Jimmy's favorite team, the Boston Red Sox, and they lost in a big way. They took them out to the woodshed, did the Sox over the Yankees, beat them 4 straight, and then the Tigers gave them number 5. We'll see if the 2-time defending Cy Young Award winner can make it 6 straight tonight against the Bronx Bombers. How about the Brew Crew? Here's something good to talk about as well. They beat the Cincinnati Redlegs last night 5-3, 51-31 on the year, 5.5 games up on the streaking Chicago Cubs now. Aaron Ashby got the win last night for the Yankees. He's 11-1. The crazy thing with this, he's a reliever. He pitches 1 inning. Maybe that's it. Maybe I think the most he's gone is 2 innings. And it's June 30th, and he's 11-1. That's crazy. I don't know if I've ever seen that happen with a relief pitcher. I remember way back in 1984, I think Aurelio Lopez was 12-1 as a setup guy in relief for the Tigers, but that was over the whole year. Wouldn't that be something if Aaron Ashby was a 20-game winner? He's only throwing 50 innings. And that's a lot for a reliever. 50 innings, and he's got 11 wins. How cool is that? Anyways, so Terang and Ortiz got home runs for the Brew Crew, as again, they are 5.5 games up on Chicago for first place in the National League Central. Real quick, with the Major League Baseball standings, Tampa Bay, as we mentioned, they've won 5 straight. They're now 1.5 on top of the Yankees for first place in the American League East. The White Sox, they still lead the Guardians. Both teams won last night. They're a game up on the Guardians. Detroit, by the way, 9 games out of first place in the American League Central. And in the West, Texas climbed above the 500 mark. They're a game up, or a half a game up on the Seattle Mariners, who are at 500. The rest, they're like the Tigers, not doing real well. In the National League, the Atlanta Braves, who once had a 10-game lead in the National League East, now they're lead down to 3.5 over the Philadelphia Phillies. They are going strong, are the Phillies. Donnie Baseball, Don Mattingly leading the charge as an interim manager for the Philadelphia Phillies. Keep an eye on them. They're creeping ever so closely. Look for the Braves maybe to be in the Casey Mize, Tarik Skubal sweepstakes towards the end of the year. In the Central, we mentioned that the Brewers now 5.5 up on the Cubs. The Cardinals fading a little bit. They're 7.5 back. And the Pittsburgh Pirates above 500, 9.5 out. And in the West, how about the Los Angeles Dodgers? They've got a 10-game lead, or 11-game lead, I beg your pardon now, over the San Diego Padres. All right, some crazy news in the world of sports. Terrion Arnold, he was granted a $1 million bond by the courts down in Tampa yesterday. Of course, he was arrested in that scheme to get back his jewels or whatever. He wasn't there, supposedly, when they beat the crap out of those teenagers, whatever. He was indicted, 7 felony counts. Keyword being indicted. He wasn't found guilty or anything, but he was arraigned yesterday, and he was given a $1 million bond. They said he could release, or he could resume activities for the Lions. Well, they don't have to worry about that anymore. The Lions yesterday afternoon cut bait with Terrion Arnold, and he is no longer a member of the Detroit Lions. And so he's going to face this now, unemployed as of right now. Tough break for Arnold. If he's found guilty, well, if he's found not guilty, then it really is a tough break. Maybe the Lions will take him back. I don't know. Some team will if he's cleared of all charges, which I'll tell you, where there's smoke, there's fire. I'm not, you know, a judge, jury, and executioner, but it doesn't look good for Terrion Arnold. And he becomes the first-round draft pick out of the class of 2024 to get cut. So that's not a good look for Terrion Arnold, not a great look for the Lions. I mean, they didn't know this coming in. Now, for what it's worth, he got a letter of recommendation, a shining letter of recommendation from the godfather of college football, that being Nick Saban. Take that for what it's worth. All right, how about the Pistons? Let's go to the NBA. Some off-the-court news, or off-the-court news, yes. Now, we always talk about this 6 weeks being baseball's time to shine. They get center stage. Nobody else is playing. I know you got the World Cup and this and that, and we'll touch on that in a moment. Time, if we've got time. But the Pistons in the off-the-court news yesterday was announced that Jalen Duren is wanting, for some reason, to go to the Sacramento Kings. And so he's exploring that opportunity for a potential sign-and-trade. He's an unrestricted free agent. He was, quote-unquote, insulted by the offer that the Pistons gave him. And so now he's looking at either the Kings or potentially the Lakers, maybe, as a sign-and-trade. He wants to go to Sacramento. Don't let the door hit him in the behind on the way out. I think Detroit will still try to make an attempt to sign him. He was good during the regular season, but he was like Casper the Ghost in the playoffs, a no-show, especially towards the end. But he wants big money. He wants and I get it. Everybody wants max money. We'll see. The court of public opinion obviously is not going to go in his favor, but that really doesn't matter now, does it? So we'll keep an eye on that. Sticking in the NBA, here's another crazy story. Malik Beasley, you remember him, if you're a Milwaukee Bucks fan. He played for the Bucks. He played for a bunch of teams. He was just about to sign a free agency contract last year with the Detroit Pistons. I think like $63 million or a good amount, whatever it was. Well, he got investigated for gambling. And then it came down yesterday, so Detroit decided not to sign him. He got suspended. He's had some legal issues, some financial woes, apartment convictions, not paying his agents. It's just going through the money. He's a gambler. He's got some issues. Well, he was indicted yesterday along with Ed Davis, and some of these stories are absolutely insane. Now, one of them was, and I saw the video of this one. They were playing, he was with the Timberwolves, and they're playing the Clippers. The Clippers were on the line to shoot a couple of free throws. 4 seconds left. They cut the lead to 7. Malik Beasley took the inbounds pass, sprinted down the court, dunked it right at the horn to cover an 8.5-point spread. So that's a little bit, is it coincidental? Maybe. Then I saw another video where, I can't remember who they were playing, but his over-under on grabbing rebounds was 3.5, and he said he could go over. And with 1.1 seconds off a missed shot, he pushed his teammate out of the way so he could grab the rebound, and he got his 4th rebound, and he won his bet. Now, he co-conspirated with Ed Davis, a member of the team at the time. You talk about a bad look. This guy's going to make Brendan Sorsby look like, Father Murphy. look like Mother Teresa. Yeah, I believe Beasley's in a little bit of trouble. I think he could be another one that could be playing for the Mean Machine somewhere in the penitentiary, as they say. So just some weird news in the world of sports there. And you feel bad for a person to a certain extent. Now, we said that we talked a little bit about the World Cup. Yeah, I don't know if you follow that. The USA plays tomorrow against Bosnia-Herzegovina in the round of 16. I know Jimmy's following it. I can't wait to talk to Jimmy on Thursday. Maybe by that time he can explain to me what the offside call is. It's kind of a little running joke that him and I have had corresponding while he's convalescing in privacy. But nonetheless, a big upset yesterday. Paraguay knocked out Germany in extra time. I still don't know how they figured that out. And I'm not making fun of soccer. It's just I don't follow it. I'm watching it just because it's here in the continents, and it obviously is a big deal throughout the world. But a big upset nonetheless. Germany not expected to lose to Paraguay in the knockout round. And Brazil was down 1-0 late and scored a couple of goals to beat Japan. And Canada won for the first time ever in the knockout round in the world's game, as they won and they advanced. And as we mentioned, tomorrow it's going to be the USA's turn to try to win one in the knockout stage to go further than they ever have. Well, they have won a knockout game, but they're trying to make history and try to make a deep run in this World Cup. And so, and here's another one of when will this story ever seem to go away? You know, I told myself I wasn't going to say anything, but what she said kind of hit hard with a team that some of you may follow here in the great UP. Diana Rossini and Mike Vrabel, you know, the relationship, blah, blah, blah. And I'm sure you heard that you saw the body cam footage or you listened to it. I was listening to it this morning. I was reading about it, and I swore I wouldn't talk a whole lot about it. But this is like the gift that keeps on giving, right? So she gets pulled over by the police. And she throws her weight around, tells him, gives her the old, you know who I am kind of a thing. I was just off the phone talking about Sean McDermott, blah, 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 talking to the cop. And then, she was name dropping, like Carter drops liver pills. Well, the funny thing about it is the cop really didn't care because he wasn't a New York sports fan. And she got out of him who his favorite football team was, and he said it was the Minnesota Vikings. And she, of course, says that J.J. McCarthy sucks. So I got a chuckle out of it. It's just a bad look, and I don't know. I just had to bring it up. I thought it was kind of funny. So, anyways, that's the craziness of the world of sports. And congratulations to A.J. Hinch getting his 1,000th win as manager, career manager. Let's see if you can keep Jamai Jones out of the lineup tonight. We'll see how serious you are about winning. Who's going to be on the trade deadline for the Tigers? Is Casey Mize going to be there? Is Tariq Skubal? How about Jack Flaherty? Keep an eye out for him. He could be on the trading block. I know the Brewers could always use an extra arm. And I know, obviously, they're 20 games over 500. Some may say you don't want to mess with success. Well, we'll wait and see. Well, that's going to do it for Peeking into Grapevine here on this Tuesday. As I mentioned, the big fella is going to be back, the Greek, the man, the myth, the legend. Jimmy Young's going to be back on Thursday. I think I'm going to join him to pass off the baton. It's been an absolute treat, everybody. I've really enjoyed being a part of your morning the last couple of weeks. Have a great day, everybody. Stay cool, by the way. I'll tell you what, it is sticky down here, and I hear it's not that much better up there. Just remember this. It could be 18 degrees below zero with a swirling snowstorm right now. So if that's your pleasure, it'll be here soon enough. But until then, Captain Lou saying keep your heads up, keep your sticks down, keep your feet moving, and as always, keep your minds open. Let's send it back to Sam in the studio.